In Italy, a party with neo-fascist roots is now set to form the country's first far-right government since World War II. The Brothers of Italy won the most votes in Sunday's elections. Its leader, Giorgia Meloni, will become Italy's first female prime minister if she can form a governing coalition. We'll take a closer look after the news summary. New protests flared in Russia today over military call-ups for the war in Ukraine. And in one Siberian city, a man shot and killed the head of an enlistment office. At the same time, military-age men are fleeing the country. Traffic to get into the neighboring country of Georgia has been backed up for 48 hours. The exodus began when President Vladimir Putin announced the mobilization last week.
Of course, this has scared many people. No one wants to go die. Probably why people choose this way of protesting, to leave the country. People are crossing on foot, with one bag, leaving their whole life there.
Meanwhile, Russia stepped up long-range attacks in Ukraine's Odessa region. An overnight drone strike caused a large explosion there. Also today, President Vladimir Putin granted Russian citizenship to Edward Snowden. He's been living in Russia since 2013 after the American-born former computer consultant leaked classified information from the U.S. National Security Agency. Snowden faces a battery of charges if he ever returns to U.S. jurisdiction. A gunman in central Russia killed at least 17 people and wounded 24 at a school today. 11 of the dead were children, along with nearly all of the wounded. Emergency officials in Izhevsk arrived to find children and adults running from the school. The regional governor said that the 34-year-old gunman ultimately killed himself.
We already know the name of the person who did it. We know that he was registered in a psychoneurological treatment facility. There are suggestions that he adhered to the Nazi ideology because he was in a T-shirt with Nazi symbols and a balaclava.
Officials said the gunman was a graduate of the school, but that his motive is not yet known. Iran attacked Kurdish separatists in northern Iraq today and accused them of fomenting protests across Iran. News accounts said that the Revolutionary Guard struck the Kurds with drones and artillery for the second time since the weekend. The protests in Iran began after a young Kurdish woman died in police custody. A 90-year-old Roman Catholic cardinal is now on trial in Hong Kong over anti-government protests there in 2019. Retired Cardinal Joseph Zen walked into court with a cane today. He and five others are accused of failing to register a relief fund that assisted protesters. Voters in Cuba have approved a law to let same-sex couples marry and adopt children. It will also allow broader rights for grandparents and protections for the elderly. The communist government's support for the measure overcame opposition from a growing evangelical movement. Back in this country, Pfizer is asking the FDA to authorize its updated COVID booster shots for children 5 to 11 years old. It targets both the original virus and the Omicron variants. The FDA already approved the new boosters for adults and older children. And on Wall Street, stocks fell again as recession fears gnawed at investors. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 329 points to close at 29,260. It's now officially in a bear market, down 20% from its record close in January. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 dropped 38. Still to come on the NewsHour, former NFL quarterback Brett Favre comes under scrutiny for allegedly seeking welfare funds to build a sports facility. The pandemic and Russian threats prompt more Swedes to prepare for doomsday scenarios. Our Politics Monday duo looks ahead to this week's January 6th committee hearing and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.